The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Work. We're working our minds. Let's put it that way. Remember all of the effects that happen to you when you're using your mind, you work your mind, that beautiful thing between your ears. Let's see if we can put it together. Make sure what's the old expression, your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion, however. 888-302-3684 joins us on the Friday Good Day program. 23rd of May is upon us. And we get started, Jennifer and Kenny and I, with a focus on, the Veterans Hospital scandal.
Uh-oh.
And who's talking about it? And what are they saying?
I'm mad as hell.
Da-da-da-dun. And you're not going to take it anymore.
No.
Is that true?
Well, it is. I think it's awful.
Mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore?
I was quoting the president.
I know you are.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if there's something quotable here from the ladies on The View who have a view on the VA.
The president was addressing the issue of vital importance,
yes.
The shameful, shameful conditions that our veterans' hospitals are in.
Yeah.
But like every other president in the last, 40 years, he hasn't really done anything to fix this. And this is a long-term problem. This is not a Democratic or Republican problem. This is an American. But this is an American problem.
Well, you guys are totally right. This has been over multiple generations, multiple administrations, but it's finally culminating into a political scandal.
Yeah.
Some people say the president has waited too long to address it, and so it's allowed Republicans to make it into a political scandal. Some Republicans are calling it Vet-Gazi, which is, sort of like that. But that's, the point is, this is a very serious issue.
He was also a member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. He knew about this back in 2005. So they're saying, why didn't he do anything back then when he made a statement about it?
And he ran on reform of it. And every president runs on reforming the VA. But maybe finally this has culminated into enough of a scandal that they'll actually be able to create real reform.
They were saying people have actually been dying.
This has been going on for 40 years.
Vet-Gazi. Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who was the other voice in there?
Tough talk for a tender turkey. Whoopi, Jenny McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry,
was another voice.
There was. Madam X was there.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, Madam X. Actually, it could have been Nancy Pelosi because she is preparing to undertake what she calls an entrepreneurial approach to reforming the VA problem.
That's refreshing.
It is an interesting way of looking at it. She says, quote, "We need to think in bigger terms, in a bigger way, instead of incrementally, because an incremental approach doesn't work when you get 2 million more veterans," which is what we have over the past 5 years, by the way. She says the reports of veteran mistreatment are intolerable, that the removal of VA Secretary Shinseki would only give the illusion of progress. She sees the root of the problem in the misconduct of our cultural system, the way the department is run, the way the government is run. Really? And, of course, what we need is more money.
Right.
Send
funds, please.
Exactly. Wants to secure better opportunities for veterans, such as the new GI Bill, increasing the aid for veterans seeking higher education. How about you just take care of it? How about we just do what we promised
them
we're going to do?
Right, let's take care of the health issues first.
Why is it going to do more? We're going to do more. Where's that song? More. I like it. Who did that? More. Andrea True, right? Wasn't that Andrea True? I remember. See, Kenny, how good my memory is.
True Connection.
Andrea True Connection, right. All right, is the True Connection the true way of fixing this? Spending more money, doing what they promise. One of the things that I find so outrageous is that when people start complaining, some of the people at the higher up positions have found ways to militarily discharge dishonorably the people who are whistleblowers, the people who have created the issue, and then they don't get any help, and they're also not entitled to any other benefits because they've been dishonorably discharged. Thanks for your service, now get the hell out. Basically, Thanks very much. Comments, thoughts, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Certainly you can send your comments along if you're following us on Facebook. Swell, thank you very much. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. Certainly one of the issues that's gotten a lot of visibility and priority and conversation in the world of news talk radio this week. And it's an issue that does deserve to spend some time between your ears, as it were. It bothers me so much. One of the things that I find troubling is that, as with other things that you think you know about, for example, the NSA data mining policies, a lot of conversation about that this week, because the House voted to end the bulk collection of American phone records. Now, on the surface, wow, does that seem cool? Does that seem beneficial? Does that seem to be in your best interest? The passage of the bill is going to go, the Senate's going to take it up. Some kind of a bill is going to probably pass and be sent to the president, and he'll sign it. Meanwhile, what's between the lines here, what's between the good, the bad, and the ugly, is the, I said to myself when I first saw this is kind of good news. But is it really? Because as part of the bill, it's been manipulated around by a number of people. And so under the circumstances, when I listened, there was a congressman named Thomas Massie of Kentucky who was on the committee and one of the sponsors of the original bill, says that the whole thing's been changed around and it's nothing like what most of the people in the House signed on to. In fact, it calls for the reenactment of the Patriot Act, which, according to anybody who knows anything,
kind of how this all started, right?
Right. The Patriot Act is where the problem comes from. So why would you reenact something that the American public overwhelmingly disapproves of? And it was reenacted, remember, on the 10th anniversary, I think it was the 10th, the Patriot Act was enacted right after 9/11. And then it was reenacted in 2011 and reinforced. It kind of reminds me of one of the sign-ups for a cell phone at Verizon. You want a new phone? Okay, you got to re-up for another 2 years.
Right.
So in order to fix this problem, we have to figure out how we can reenact that which caused the problem in the first place. Who does that make any sense to?
Absolutely, 100%.
Huh? Anybody think that's
no.
A little off of the mark, shall we say?
You'd want to start over again. You think you'd want
I don't want to start over again.
No,
I just want to get rid of the Patriot Act.
You want a clean slate to fix it, you know?
Yeah. Get rid of the Patriot Act. Why is that such a hard concept? What a concept. Most of the people in the country don't like it, so let's do what they want. No, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do what the public wants. We want to do what we want. And then we'll hope they'll forget about it before the election in November.
Right. That's why they got to do it now, because we have short
attention. Right, because we have very short memories. Yeah, exactly. Who's going to make an issue of this come November? I hope you are. 888-302-3684. Let's see how well. Remember I said a few minutes ago? Going to be expanding your mind during the conversation this morning. Not that we don't try to do that every day. I was thinking, Kenny, our grateful Facebook posts that have been hot. Some days I'm hotter than others on this. I'm grateful that we have a mind and the ability with our memory to recollect things that are good, things that sometimes aren't so good, and things that are just bad. So that we can sometimes address those things, because not always what we think is bad is really bad. Not always what we think is good is really good.
It's called unanswered prayers.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can. Let's start a prayer see what we can come up with here. Grateful. This is how this works, by the way. The grateful Facebook post. We put one of mine up there and share it with everybody. You can share your things that you're grateful for today. Help yourself to facebook.com/Good Day Show.
When you buy a quality Serta mattress from Sam's Club, you'll sleep even better knowing you got it for a fantastic price. Now, because for a limited time, Sam's Club has a special buy on a plush Serta Queen set. Just $398 now through Memorial Day. Hurry in while supplies last for one sweet dream of a Serta deal at Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Delivery available. See club for details.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like your choice of two guitar stands or wall hooks for $10, or two pairs of Vader drumsticks for $5, or three sets of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings for $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. With all natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Don't forget GutsyProducts.com. Gutsy Chewy is a good way for you to deal with the things that are a bummer in your gut, if you know what I mean. 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program is Friday, and we are talking about the Veterans Administration and what ought to be done in a manner of speaking. Mickey's driving on the interstate. It's Interstate 75 in Florida. So, Mickey, what's your role on this?
Hey, thanks for taking my call this morning. Good morning. Hey, I spent 30 years in the Air Force, and what we found in the military is if there's a scandal or a situation like this, people get fired. You know, a couple of years ago, the chief of staff of the Air Force and the secretary of the Air Force were both forced to resign over nuclear transportation issues. Last year, a colonel at Lackland Air Force Base was fired over the sexual harassment issues. However, in the civilian organizations, nothing happened. You know, Lois Lerner, she's promoted and retired, and, you know, Shinseki will stay there. The president seems to know nothing about nothing. And it's just frustrating. It's like, you know, I don't want a vendetta, but it's hold people accountable for failures.
Do you think they don't want to do that because then they have to admit that there's a real problem?
I think they don't want to do that because they're political appointees, they're friends, and it also shows failure, and instead of failure, we want to turn a blind eye, we want to change people's opinions by other things, you know.
The essence of what you're saying seems to be true. What goes on when people fail is they get fired, and that ought to be, it happens in private business.
It was like Kathleen Sebelius with the website when it didn't work for Obamacare. Yeah. Instead of giving us a bunch of excuses,
she was given a long time to head out of town. All right, Mickey, thanks for your call. Drive safely, please. 21 at the hour. This is Good Day Friday.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Ago in the video of the day, focusing on the lyric content of the 90s, which mostly was
Hey, this is the musical artistry here, Dougie.
Really?
This is
a group of ladies known as Hanson.
Oh my gosh, they are boys.
Oh, they are? I thought they were girls.
Three brothers.
That's what I know.
They're boys.
They're boys? How old are they?
At this point, probably like between 10 and 20.
All right. So are they all members of the same family?
Yes, that's why they'd be called Hanson.
Well, they could have been
Hanson. The three brothers.
The three brothers, okay. And they created quite a stir. This song was number one during this week in 1997. Bop. Spelled B-O-P. Bop.
It's catchy.
Yeah, very catchy. All right, so that, speaking of catchy, brings us around to focusing on the late-night shows, the comedic works of Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, Seth Meyers. I think that the first item from Conan O'Brien deserves a little more than just his content about Mark Cuban.
In a new interview about the Donald Sterling scandal, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said, "I know I'm prejudiced, too." He said that. Yeah, in fact, Cuban admits he's so racist, he's trying to have his last name deported.
All right. So, what really, there's a whole long, and maybe we'll play the 2 minutes worth of interview, but from for the perspective of people who haven't heard about this at all yet, he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, very wealthy guy, entrepreneur, sort of a media guy now on Shark Tank, but he created wealth in the world of technology.
And I applaud him, by the way, for being honest.
Yeah, well, what
because,
he says...
Because, you know, I made some comments on this show, Dougie, and I don't even think I shared this with you, saying the same thing, that I believe everybody has some sort of stereotype in their brain, and people that don't are lying. I think that there is a stereotype that everybody has.
Right.
Whether it's race or age or looks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to us to get past that and to you know, get to know people on an individual basis. That's how you become a good person. That's how you evolve as a person. Right?
Well,
I got a lot of junk for saying that at my office, actually. Sure. One of my employees took really big issue with the fact that I said that everybody had stereotypes.
Well, then maybe they should be working somewhere else.
That's what I pretty much told them.
Yeah. And they fired him.
Here's what
Cuban
say in part. Anyway, this is an excerpt from the interview with Inc. magazine.
We're all prejudiced in one way or the other. If I see a black kid in a hoodie and it's late at night, I'm walking to the other side of the street. And if on that side of the street there's a guy that has tattoos all over his face, white guy, bald head, tattoos everywhere, I'm walking back to the other side of the street. And the list goes on of stereotypes that we all live up to and are fearful of.
All right. So you can think about that, make some comments. Kenny will give you the opportunity to do that. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Meanwhile, we need another laugh at least from, let's try Jimmy Fallon out.
Here's some big international news. China and Russia just signed a historic gas bill worth $400 billion.
So you're saying they passed the gas bill?
Yeah. They passed the gas bill. It's a pretty big one.
You know what I heard?
What's that?
I heard Russia denied it. But everybody supplied. That's what I heard.
Everyone knew they supplied.
Yeah, they knew it.
Yeah. When people caught wind of it, they weren't pleased.
Really?
But this is one of those gas bills that's going to linger.
Right. So, hardy.
You know, it was so funny when they just did the first joke. They should have just left it at that.
Right, exactly. Sophomoric humor abounds here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, has President Obama's foreign policy been smart and cautious or simply weak?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole real flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Let's rock this jungle!
Fresh air.
What glorious morning!
Clean water.
Woohoo!
This is great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing!
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Has President Obama's foreign policy been cautious but also smart in Syria, getting out of Iraq and Afghanistan, etc., or simply weak?
I look at President Obama, and I had the opportunity to speak with the great Russian chess champion, Garry Kasparov. And Kasparov said, you know, there's a difference between Ronald Reagan and President Obama. Ronald Reagan, if he articulated a thought of American foreign policy, foreign leaders knew that Reagan meant what he said. What we've seen with Vladimir Putin and President Obama is Obama has drawn lines in Syria and Obama has drawn lines in the Crimea, and Putin knew that he didn't have to believe him.
There was nothing we could do militarily, certainly, in the Crimea. This used to be a part of the Soviet Union. It would be like South Florida had seceded and then we went and got it back. You know, what, is Russia going to come over here with warships or something? No, there's nothing you could do there. Syria is an interesting case in point. You talk about the with us or against us line. What category would Syria fall into? I mean, it's a state sponsor of terrorism, yet when we wanted some people tortured, we sent some of them to Syria during the Bush administration. The world is a much more complicated place than the black and white world that George W. Bush seemed to perceive.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, we're focusing on the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about, the scandals, wowie, zowie, scandals here and there. And plus, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yay!
Why are you doing yay? It's about
because the weekend sounds really good right now.
Yeah, but you know what?
This is not what it
always turns out to be. Nothing more than a party, a barbecue. When in fact, this is serious business.
I understand.
It is serious business.
You know that I love the military.
Yeah,
I love supporting veterans.
That's
I am just very excited that it's Friday, too.
Oh, I see. Okay. The tough winter weather behind us. Good old cabin fever. The folks at the AAA predict that this is going to be a Memorial Day weekend, traffic-wise, to remember.
Mm.
So you
a lot
better,
of people out and about.
You want to leave right now if you're going someplace. The punishing winter.
Yeah, people are running for some sun.
Right,
now, right,
exactly. Let's find some. We're not finding much in the Northeast. It's kind of rainy and drizzly this morning all around the Northeast from pretty much Michael down where you are. What's the weather like in Washington?
I think we're in the 70s, low 80s.
Warm. Sunny?
Yeah, humid.
Nice, humid. Okay. Well, that's good.
We had tornado warnings yesterday in my area.
Tornado warnings in California?
In Sunland, yeah. How weird is that?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, you're about 100 miles from Jennifer. What's it like down a little bit further south?
Oh, it was very nice. Sunny. Yeah.
It was sunny?
Low 70s.
It rained here yesterday.
Well, it was partly sunny.
Partly. There was one cloud.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so people here handling their travel, the opening up of their cottages on the Cape or down in Rhode Island or up in New Hampshire and Maine, it's kind of neat. Anyway, there are millions of people make sure that you are prepared to spend a lot of time in your car. Bring something, you have younger children, for them to do in the car, because you will not get to your destination when you think you will in the amount of, and that goes for air travel pretty much as well, and some of the other transportation modes, take trains, that sort of thing. The rental car prices are jacked up this weekend. Hotel prices are jacked up. Gas prices are peaking. All of these people that are running these, they're just gougers. They're just here. They take advantage of the circumstances. Hey, okay, they're in business. Let's get as much money as we can. People are out on the road. Let's charge them. Let's gouge them. Let's get them. So that's what's going on in the travel department. Not necessarily is the good news. The weather in most of the country is going to be good news this weekend. Let's hold a good thought for that. The continuing focus on Donald Sterling has taken an interesting twist. You may or may not have heard what Mark Cuban said in an interview that he did with Inc. magazine. We all know that Mr. Cuban is one of the country's premier entrepreneurs, created a great business, has done well in helping other people grow their businesses. He weighed in on the situation that affects people like Donald Sterling. In fact, he suggests that all people are pretty much like Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers. We all have prejudice. Some of us admit to them. Some of us do not. I would tell you, I've said this. Jennifer has said it many times. Kenny, I don't know. I don't know that we've really pursued this with you about whether you think you have prejudices or not. Do you think you have? And if you do,
about it? I'm sure I do.
Yeah.
I'm sure I do. I don't mean to. It's not intentional,
right.
But...
Yeah, no.
And if you do, you try to move past it.
I think it's part of being human.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of things that are part of being human. This may be one of them. Anyway, I thought that you would like to hear a little bit more from the extended interview so you can determine in context what Mark Cuban meant. For those of you who heard the comments in sound bites, the story with his comments, with the content, is taken better in context here as we listen to a couple of minutes of the Mark Cuban interview.
You know, in this day and age, this country has really come a long way, putting any type of bigotry behind us, regardless of who it's towards, whether it's, you know, the LGBT community, whether it's xenophobia, you know, fear of people from other countries. We've come a long way, and with that progress comes a price where we're a lot more vigilant in what we, and we're a lot less tolerant of different views. And it's not necessarily easy for everybody to adapt or evolve. I mean, we're all prejudiced in one way or the other. If I see a black kid in a hoodie and it's late at night, I'm walking to the other side of the street. And if on that side of the street there's a guy that has tattoos all over his face, white guy, bald head, tattoos everywhere, I'm walking back to the other side of the street. And the list goes on of stereotypes that we all live up to and are fearful of. And so in my businesses, try not to be hypocritical. You know, I know that I'm not perfect. I know that I live in a glass house, and it's not appropriate for me to throw stones. And so when I run into bigotry in organizations I control, I try to find solutions. I'll work with people. I'll send them to training. I'll send them to sensitivity training. I'll try to give them a chance to you know, improve themselves, because I think helping people improve their lives, helping people engage with people they may fear, may not understand, and helping people realize that while we all have our prejudices and bigotries, we have to learn that it's an issue that we have to control, that is part of my responsibility as an entrepreneur to try to solve it, not just to kick the problem down the road, because it does society, it does my company no good, it does my customers no good, it does society no good if my response to somebody and their racism or bigotry is to say, it's not right for you to be here, go take your attitude somewhere else.
All right. So what say you, what think you of what Mark Cuban has to say? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or CanadaDougStefan.com. I welcome his remarks.
Yeah, I think they're 100% right. I think people need to get off of his tail for saying them. I think he was being honest.
Well, people are going to get on his tail for saying stuff because that's just the way people are. Look at the radio hosts who lost their job yesterday in Rochester, New York. It was Rochester, not Rochester, New Hampshire. Rochester, New York, for having some fun over the city of Rochester paying for having transgender operations done on people. I think they were inmates, weren't they? Kenny, city employees. Thank you, Michael. City employees. Why?
Kind of like an inmate.
Well, why should the city of Rochester, or any city, through their health care, provide an operation that's very expensive? If you have a choice, you want to make the choice.
It's elective surgery.
Yeah.
It'd be like paying for any type of plastic surgery that's unnecessary.
Yeah. But does it say more about what's going on in our country? Remember the days, maybe that's why Howard Stern is, in fact, on Sirius. And that's why.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals. Sage Software helps businesses manage, whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM. Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? Proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. And that's the case with Valvoline. Around since 1866, it's the all-American approach to reinventing motor oil, fitting for a company born and bred in America, and fitting for you to keep in mind during this Memorial Day weekend that they're available to help make your trip better. Make sure you get an oil change if you haven't already using Valvoline. It is the best. I use it in the farm, and I have great confidence in it because it's been around for 140 years, almost as long as the Good Day program has been around. 15 before the hour, I thought I'd say it before Jennifer did. One of the problems.
Good job, Dougie.
Yeah, thank you. The Good Day program comes to you from lots of different resources and sources. I happen to be on my farm, which is in the suburban Boston area. We call it Metro West. A lot of issues with power here the last two or three days. And you just heard 3 or 4 minutes ago, an example of that. My generator on the farm doesn't go on that quickly, so the power went out, and I don't know why, because it's just a foggy, sort of a drizzly morning. Who knows?
Isn't that funny how just sometimes, just willy-nilly.
I'm in the middle of a conversation, the middle of a sentence, and you don't know. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Kenny's in San Diego. This is the most difficult
radio
program.
Yeah, all we heard
program.
Was static and then a commercial.
It's gone.
Yeah. That was very bizarre. Not even a chance to say anything.
All right, so where we were before I was so rudely interrupted by perhaps Mother Nature was a discussion of prejudice. Mark Cuban.
Maybe she's
Cuban.
Prejudiced against you, Mother Nature.
No, I don't think. I think Mother Nature likes me a lot.
Okay.
I like Mother Nature a lot. The business about people saying what's really on their mind, the whole business of being prejudiced and having them, we do. I often I denigrate people who have prejudices, but I, after listening to him, think the same thing. I have prejudices, and you do. If you don't admit to them, then you're probably not human. Here's a Rod in Texas with a comment on those comments. Rod, you're on. Good day. Hi.
Hey, great topic. I just wanted to add that, you know, he's Cuban. I mean, he was right on the money, and his analogy that he used was perfect. I mean, he was talking about, you know, the Trayvon Martin types, you know, a guy in a hoodie. I mean, look what happened to George Zimmerman. You know, we found out the evidence was he engaged him to find out what he was up to, but then, you know, he took off back to his vehicle and was attacked. So, I mean, I don't think it's bigotry. I think it's just common sense.
Well, I don't know that the Zimmerman case is the best example of
Mark Cuban apologized to Trayvon Martin's family because he said something about a kid in a hoodie.
Yeah. Well,
which is ridiculous.
Okay, but that is exactly. Things get taken way out of context, and I moved on from that to this radio program in Rochester where the two hosts got fired yesterday for making fun of a person that was working for the city that had a transgender operation. City paid for it through their health services, and these people were not just critical. I mean, I might say something, and I have. We've certainly had conversations about this sort of thing on this program, some of them lighter than others. It certainly came around when Manning, who was a boy, became a girl, or who was a man, became a woman.
He was a Bradley and became a Chelsea.
Yeah, and that sort of thing. Does it rise to the level of what these people said? I'm not going to. Kenny listened to the whole 12-minute thing, and he says that not much of it is worth, if any of it, is worth airing. So I don't want to, because I have no reason to want to have people upset like the folks in Rochester were yesterday. The radio station got 4,500 calls or something like that, or emails. The as you can imagine, with social media being what it is, there are a lot of people who attacked these two people on the radio program. And it brings up a lot of different things. The insensitivity that some of us feel toward those who are different, although in this circumstance, you know, the city paying for this, I think if I were living in Rochester, I'd have something to say about it, too. I probably wouldn't take shots at the person doing it, which is what these two did, Kenny. You listened to it more than I did, so you know.
They talked about the issue of taxes and what the city was doing for about 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest of it was they talked to a caller, and they made really pathetic jokes that I wouldn't want my children to hear in the morning as they're getting ready for school.
Yeah.
Said a lot of inappropriate things, and it was mean-spirited and it really and kind of stupid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, morning programs sometimes, not this one, of course, have the ability to be stupid. You can be stupid,
sure.
and you can even be offensive, but when it goes beyond what is in good taste, the definition of good taste hasn't changed much, although it's hard for people to come up. It's like obscenity. How many times did Howard Stern and his stations get fined for obscenity and never pay the fine? Well, they did once because it was good publicity. But generally speaking, there's no definition of the community standard for obscenity because it's going to be different in San Francisco than it is down in Lubbock, Texas. And so there's no real community
standard. And we have choices when things are obscene. You can
turn the radio off.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't want to. You want to punish the radio station, or you want to punish the host of the program. You turn it off, or you listen to something else. In this case, the company, one of the bigger radio owners, is a company called Entercom, have stations on the East Coast, West Coast, and some in between. They're fairly large. I think they own. They're in probably 30, 40 markets, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And they have a lot at stake because today people don't have tolerance. There is not much tolerance, whether its owners have zero tolerance, the audience has zero tolerance, or everybody's going to boycott. This goes back to actually before the Limbaugh thing with Sandra Fluke. Yeah, but it's the same sort of thing. They don't want to lose billing. They don't want to have protests in front of the radio station. So the best way to save the economics is not that they really care about the issue. They just don't want to have people cancel their advertising. So let's get rid of them. Find somebody knew, and that's what they did. 51 after on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Stephen, good day program. Sort of to stay where we were, if you're just joining us, we were talking about the city of Rochester paying for an employee's transgender operation and where a lot of this prejudice comes from, where it goes when it comes to, I mean, it's sort of an expansion of the conversation about what Mark Cuban said regarding all of our prejudices, because we all have them. So there's a story floating around this week focusing on gay activists lobbying Nintendo. Heard about this, Jen? Heard about this, Penny?
No,
Characters of the opposite sex are the only ones able to flirt, date, and marry in the new handheld 3DS game Tomodachi Life.
Oh, boy.
Do you know anything about that? New on the market?
I have not heard about it at all.
Kenny, Tomodachi Life? No. Well, the gay folks, when they saw Nintendo introducing this, you can imagine they go buy some of these games and find out that they are being dismissed. Gay people are not able to flirt, date, and marry in this new game, Tomodachi Life, only those of the opposite sex. Is this carrying it too far? I don't know. The world is changing so quickly. Everything is changing. It is. The world is really changing very quickly. And one wonders how these things are going to settle in as we become more experienced and maybe more open-minded or less open-minded.
Right.
But if you bought Tomodachi Life and you're gay, probably going to be upset about it. Can you preview these things before you buy them, or you buy them and you get what you...
I think once you buy them, you're kind of just
buying
done.
You got them, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So there's a related item of interest. This is Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer will finish off the week talking with you about Airbnb, which in the context of...
A bed and breakfast?
I don't know anything about the Airbnb. Kenny, what can you do? Can you save me from this? Airbnb?
No. We're all going down together.
Right. Sorry, Dougie.
Gee,
don't you love your support?
I don't feel
team?
So bad. No, but I don't feel so bad now. I don't know what this is. So Shelley's going to explain it to all of us. Apparently, this Airbnb expanding from just a lodging finder, it is B&B, maybe, bed and breakfast. It's going to be an entertainment finder service as well. So we'll find out together what Shelley has to instruct us in and about in just a moment here on Good Day.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Responsibly.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Airbnb is a great way to find a cheap place to stay or make a couple extra bucks by renting out spare space you might have in your home. But the service wants to be known for more than just lodging, and its latest feature, Experiences, helps establish Airbnb as a hospitality brand. Experiences, currently available in San Francisco and Paris, lets you sign up for activities like guided city tours, nature bikes, food and drink tastings, and more. If the program takes off, being an Airbnb host may not require you to have an apartment or a space to rent. You could instead be an amateur chef, tour guide, or teacher. Experiences is a win-win for everyone involved. It makes Airbnb and its users more money and gives travelers more to do. Whether or not Experiences expands to more markets remains to be seen, but if you're planning a trip to Paris or San Francisco and you're looking for something to do, check out Airbnb's Experiences. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now through Memorial Day, Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is offering the craziest, most extreme deals in their 32-year history. Markdown Madness at PerformanceBike.com. All bikes are on sale up to 50% off, plus incredible savings on helmets, jerseys, shorts, shoes, parts, accessories. Thousands and thousands of items priced to sell out. Insane doorbusters, 50, 60, up to 70% off. Markdown Madness at PerformanceBike.com runs through Memorial Day.
Let's see if my staff is better equipped to help me discuss a wireless IP camera.
Uh-oh.
If you've got one, you can find out how to protect yourself from hackers that could already be spying on you with a story that we have. Kenny, you've seen that story. You have probably posted it at DougStefan.com, right? See how you can help yourself, protect yourself. We're there to help. Help yourself to the info.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.